Part of the EPA's mission is to give people real-time air quality data. And the more measurements you have, the more effective that data will be.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Phil Dickerson is a computer engineer at the Environmental Protection Agency. He is also a member of NASA's Health and Air Quality Applied Sciences team.
In terms of HACAS, the team I'm on is a tiger team that evolved from years of other cooperative projects with EPA, NASA, and NOAA. What this particular tiger team was exploring was trying to fill gaps in air quality data we have on air now. Occasionally, there's an issue in an area that isn't close to a monitor, so how do we represent that air quality?
New satellite technologies like aerosol optical depth have helped fill in the spatial gaps between the EPA monitors.
Satellites in orbit can help measure particulate matter in the air. The satellite is sitting above the United States, looking down, and by measuring the amount of light it observes, it can tell how much light was absorbed by pollution in the atmosphere. Then there's a lot of complicated math and modeling that happens, but further down the chain, you can actually estimate the PM concentration at the surface because of what the satellite is seeing in space.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.